Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. This is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 11th, 2016. This week, we feature another series of mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess what all of these sounds have in common. And here's a hint. The current time is perfect for coming up with an answer.
Dylan, you're our timer.
4, 3, 2, 1.
If you guessed stream flow measurements, you're right. You heard a stopwatch, students measuring a stream's current, the small flow of Craig Creek, a James River tributary in southwestern Virginia, and the large flow of the James itself at Richmond. All are aspects of the science and significance of measuring flowing water. Past, present, and future volumes of water flowing in any given stream or river, and the height on the land surface that flowing water reaches, are valuable pieces of information for boaters, streamside property owners, water supply systems, drought monitors, and many other individuals, groups, agencies, and businesses. Scientists refer to the volume of flow over time in a stream or river as discharge, and the height of the water above a known reference level as stage. Measurements of discharge are typically based on a given stream section's current, or velocity, and the area of the channel at that location, or on a stream stage at a certain location and a known stage-discharge relationship at that location. The science of stream flow measurement, part of the broader science of hydrology, has a long history dating back to early civilizations in Asia, the Middle East, Greece, and Rome. Some key advances in that history include measurements of current evolving from using watches and floating objects to today's sophisticated electronic flow meters. Continuous remote sensing of data with instant electronic transmission to users, and computer modeling of data to clarify relationships among stream flow, landscapes, and climate. In the 21st century United States, stage and discharge measurements are provided by a network of over 7,000 gauging stations maintained by the U.S. Geological Survey and state partners, such as the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality. That network provides vital information for people who navigate streams and rivers, scientists who study water, and water resources managers watching for signs of too much or too little flowing water. We close with a musical interpretation of stream flow and weather data from WaterViz, a water cycle visualization project by the U.S. Forest Service's Hubbard Brook Experimental Forest in New Hampshire. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.